morning, let's go to the book of, as one of the candidates for office one time years ago said, the book of Job. Somebody asked him what his favorite Bible verse was, and he said, it's the book of Job. Well, it's not really Job, it's Job, all right? Take your Bible to the book of Job, Job chapter 5, if you will, this morning. And Job chapter 5, we're going to begin reading there in verse 12. I'll give you a moment to find your place. I'm always accused of going too fast. But now I can't wait forever, okay? All right, Job chapter 5, if you will. Let's begin reading in verse 12. The Bible said, he disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. We're going to leave off reading there. I want to invite your attention back to verse 14. For the Bible said they meet with darkness in the daytime. Now tomorrow, I just couldn't pass up this opportunity, all right? My soul, we've had all the hoopla for weeks and weeks. We've had the dire warnings and the cautionings. But tomorrow we're going to all meet with darkness in the day. All right? Now, like I said, I'm absolutely amazed at what I see and what I hear about this coming solar eclipse tomorrow. Brother Jerry Chandler was here. I didn't think about it at the time. He's leaving. He left after Sunday school, going to the airport, and he's flying to the Dominican Republic for work. And I thought to myself, son, everybody else is flying here, and you're flying away, all right? But, hey, you listen to some people, and you'd think the world's coming to an end, all right? Can I just say this to you, man? Solar eclipses have been happening since God put the sun and the moon in the sky. It's not a new phenomenon. But I tell you this, I do think it illustrates for us the truth that life is not always bright and beautiful. Sometime and at some point, there's going to be some darkness in your day. That's going to come. It can be brought about by disease. It could be brought about by tragedy. Or just the simple fact of death. Maybe the sudden death or the unexpected death of someone. But darkness is going to come. Now the question is, how should you handle the day when you meet darkness in your day? And I want to speak to you about that, meeting darkness in the day. Now, number one, first thing, you can panic. You can lose it. You can just come apart, all right? You can face it as if there's no help, no hope, no light on the horizon, no chance, anything else. You can just give up and you can go to pieces. You can act as if you're the only person that's ever experienced such a dark happening. Say, preacher, people do that? Oh, yeah. Talked to a lot of people that did. As a Christian, you can forget there's a God that loves you and promise that he'd never leave you. And I believe today there's too many people that are quick to take that option. You can just panic and just fall apart and totally lose it. But wait a minute. Let me try to help you not to do that. Could I say this? You should expect darkness to come. You should expect it. You said, why do you say that, preacher? Because of the Bible. Look, if you will. Now, hold your hand here in Job. We're coming back real quick. But I want you to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. As I said, you should expect darkness to come. Ecclesiastes, the book, was written by the wisest man that ever lived. He was one of the richest individuals that ever lived. And he decided at one point in life he was going to try it all and try everything. And what he found is given to us in the book of Ecclesiastes. But I want you to notice what verse 8 in chapter 11 says. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. Many. Truth of the matter is, the longer you live, the more days of darkness you're going to experience. He said, "Preacher, I came this morning for an uplifting word." Well, hang on, all right? Don't quit on me yet, okay? Hey, listen, the Bible said you can expect those days. There's going to be many of them. You're not to be, you know, amazed by it. Hey, I hate to break this to you, but there's nothing special about you that means you should never have to face tough times. You're not the exception to the rule. We all are going to face that darkness. Dark times are going to come. I expect it. And realize this. Go back to Job. I told you, save your place. Go back to Job chapter 3. Realize that you don't have to do anything to bring on the darkness. It's not something that you can say, "Well, I'm going to be real careful. And if I'll be careful enough and I don't do something dumb and I don't make some big mistake, then that time of darkness will never come. I'll never have to meet with darkness." Nope, you don't have to do anything. Hey, Job, darkness came. If anybody ever experienced a day of darkness, Job had. You talk about it, it got dark and it got real dark one day. Man, he lost it. He lost everything. He lost his riches. He lost his family. And then he lost his health. He had some dark days. But look what he said in verse 26 of chapter 3. He said, "I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came." He said, man, you know, he's just testifying to the fact that life has some dark times and they're going to come to you. I was just going along living my regular life, not doing anything spectacular, not doing anything different, and bam, darkness came. It happened, all right? Hey, can I say this to you? You can count on it. Don't be shocked when it comes. Don't let that happen. Don't live in a dream world. Don't sit in life and think nothing's ever going to happen bad to me. Everything's going to be great. I'm going to be honest with you now. You may think, "Preacher, you're a wacko." But I did this when in my life, I have tried to prepare myself for what could come. I've prepared myself for my parents to die. I was preparing myself long before either one of them died. I realized, Lord, they're going to leave this earth. And I tried to prepare myself. I tried to prepare myself as much as I could emotionally and, you know, humanly, mentally, that if one of my children could have died, that I could have weathered that storm. I did not sit in my life and think, that happens to other people. No, I know it can happen to me. I'm not immune to that darkness. You're not immune to it. Don't live yourself in a dream world. You are to do your best, hey, to expect it, but you need to prepare for darkness to come. You need to prepare for darkness to come. Life is not always going to be lived on the mountain. There's a great song in our songbook, "I'm living on the mountain underneath a cloudless sky. Praise God! I'm drinking at the fountain, But every now and then, I'm living in the valley, buddy. I've slipped off the mountaintop. I'm glad there's not songs in there, okay, that says I'm living in the valley. But I'm glad there is a song that says the God of the mountain is the God of the valley, all right? And I'm glad of that. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Need to prepare. You're not always going to live on the mountain. Check out the Old Testament saints. The Bible says what happened to them was for examples. What happened to them was for example for us. Check out those Old Testament saints. You're going to find some that went through some very, very dark days, some very deep valleys, if you will. Man, they met darkness in the day. You said, who? First one comes to mind is Joseph. Joseph. Joseph is out doing what his dad told him to do. He's out checking on his brothers. His dad sent him to do it. He goes check on them and say, hey, Bubba and Bubba and Bubba and Bubba. He had a lot of brothers, all right? And so he went and saw them all, and they met him and said, hey, let's kill him. Can I say it got dark real quick? They threw him in the pit. Then one of his brothers thinking, man, we don't need to kill him. Instead, let's get some money out of this deal. Let's sell him as a slave. And Joseph said, oh, good, it's getting brighter now. No, man, it was dark. Sold him into slavery. He goes into Egypt. He's betrayed. He goes put into prison. You know, he's doing the best he can, doing what he should have done. They lie about him. He's in prison. Darkness. Darkness comes. It came to Joseph. We think of one that wrote a big portion of the Psalms. David, the king. The king. God exalted him. God said, the Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. But wait a minute. Darkness came. Darkness came. Had a son die right after he was born. Not only that, he had another son that led a revolt against him. David had to flee from the palace, flee from the capital, run for his life, or his own son would have killed him. And then later, that son was killed. And we find that verse where David said, oh, Absalom, Absalom, my son, would God I died for thee. Hey, I'm telling you, darkness came. You hear me? Darkness came in the life of David. We could go on. We could talk about Daniel. Darkness came. Boy, he spent the night among the lions. What was he guilty of? Praying. Praying. I'm saying to you, don't figure, hey, my life's all right because I do right. Daniel spent the night with the lions. It got dark. Why? Because he's doing what he should. He's praying. I'm telling you, darkness can and will come. So you need to prepare yourself. You said, how can I do that? Take your Bible over to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 2 in the New Testament. Here's the crux of the message this morning. If you'll listen fast, we'll be through. You can be first in line at the restaurant. All right? All right, here we go. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. I want you to notice two verses here. Here you say, how am I going to prepare for darkness? You will meet darkness in the day at some point. Some of you already have gone through it. Some of you have gone through some darkness. All right? If you haven't, it's coming. How do you prepare? Verse 6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Notice what the Bible says there in verse 7. It says, rooted and built up in him. Listen, you prepare for darkness that's going to come in your day. It's not enough for you to merely be saved, know him as your Savior, and quit right there and say, I'm happy that I'm going to heaven. No. If you're going to endure that time of darkness, you've got to go past that. You've got to get a little past that, all right? You're going to need an extra dose of faith on occasion. It says rooted and built up, all right? Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. In the faith. You're going to need some strong faith. In Luke chapter 17 and verse 6, the disciples asked the Lord this. They said, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Why? Because you're going to go through some times of darkness. You're going to meet it. And you're going to need that extra dose of faith to get you through. Man, that was a good request for them to make. Help us. Increase our faith. It's good to seek that increase in faith. But wait a minute. Don't put it all on the Lord. That's what invariably we like to do. Okay, Lord, it's all up to you. You got to get me through this. I'm going to have to meet the darkness in the day. You got to take care of it. Now, wait a minute. I want you to go over to the next to the last book in the Bible. That's the book of Jude. One chapter. Right before the book of Revelation, all right? One chapter here, and I want to look at one verse in that book. Jude, if you will. Jude verse 20. You said we talk about preparing for the darkness that's going to come. It can happen. You said, how am I going to do it? Here's how you're going to do it. He said in verse 20, it says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up yourselves. Wait a minute. That's something you have to do. You have to do it. Building up yourselves. That's our part. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to build up myself. How am I going to do that? I believe it's this very simply. The stronger the relationship you have with the Lord Jesus Christ, the better you can endure the darkness. The better you can endure the darkness. You face dark times. How do I face it? You want to get through it. You need a good relationship with Jesus Christ. I mean, it needs to be strong, and that's up to you. So, well, how am I going to do that? Well, one thing, you need to spend some time with him. Spend some time with him. 40, let me stop a second here, okay? 43 years ago, that means 47 years ago, I started working on a relationship. I asked this person to go out with me. We went to Ding Hao's, or a Chinese restaurant. It was on the west side of Fort Worth. Our relationship didn't start well. The week after we went to Ding Hao's, it was all over the news. The health department closed that restaurant, all right? She could have said, what kind of place do you take me to? And you're risking my life. So it didn't start right at the top, all right? But 47 years ago, I started working on a relationship with Susie. Okay, building up that relationship. We did not build it up by saying, you go your way, I'll go my way. You do your thing, I'll do my thing. And we'll meet occasionally. Not much of a relationship. No, we worked at it. We spent time together. We spent time together. And we have done so well, it's amazing how good we can tolerate each other now, all right? Listen, you want to build that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the day's coming, you're going to face some darkness. darkness going to come. You want to work on it. You say, how am I going to work at it? You try his promises to see if they're good. You try them. Okay, the Bible promises this. All right, I'm going to try that out and see. See if you mean what you say. Now, I'll tell you something. I've tried his promises. I've put them to the test. Every one of them, he's been good at his word. Everything he said he'd do, he's done it. Everything he said he'd do, he's done. Living in obedience and seeing him take care of you. It's amazing how good that relationship can become. As you learn to walk with him, spend that time with him. Why? Because I know the dark days are coming. I know the dark days are coming. I know darkness is going to descend. Man, I just put him to the test, all right? Put him to the test. I tried out those promises. Why? Because I want to prepare for the dark days. Prepare for the dark days. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to prepare for it. My dad died on Super Bowl Sunday, 2006. Sunday afternoon, I was at church Sunday morning. I preached, and that night, Dad died. We were in choir practice when Dad died. I was here, got the word, Dad died, went home, fell apart. Couldn't take it anymore. Oh, no. No. Went by, checked on Mom. Mom's doing good. Said, how? She had a relationship with the Lord. Went through the darkness. Came back to church that night. We were here. We were here. Why? Marion led singing. I'd like to say I preached, but I didn't. Brother Oftedal did. I'd already asked him before to preach. He preached that night. Already in the Word. Hey, we were right here. Why? Hey, dark. Oh, yeah, it was dark. But, hey, prepared for the darkness. Prepared for the darkness. Ready for it. You put that on, all right? You prepare. Can I say that? Expect it. Prepare for it. But don't miss this part. Press on through the darkness, trusting the promise of God. When you've prepared and the darkness comes, you don't just sit in the darkness. You don't just sit in the darkness. The truth of the matter is tomorrow, 2 minutes and 20 seconds of darkness are going to descend on us here. And people supposedly, I'm told, are coming from everywhere, but they're not coming just so they can say, isn't it good to be in the dark? They're not going to be just sitting in the dark. Hey, when the darkness comes, don't just sit. Press on through that darkness, trusting the promise of God. Trusting the promise of God. Yeah, go with me to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 42, would you? Isaiah chapter 42. Now, Isaiah chapter 42 is aimed directly at the nation of Israel. Directly at the nation of Israel. It is not aimed at directly at us. All right? It wasn't written to us, but it was written for us. All right? So I want you to see this. All right? Now, what you see in chapter 42 is God telling Israel that chastening judgment is coming. It's coming. All right? He said, you mark it down. It's coming. You can count on it, and it will take place. But I want you to look at what he says to Israel in verse 16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Now, in the midst of that dark, in the midst of that forecast of doom and judgment, he's saying, I won't forsake you. I'll bring light into your darkness. Hey, you prepare for darkness, but you remember this. God won't forsake you when you're going through that darkness. Don't wipe your hands and say, that's it. Man, what a promise that was. He wasn't going to forsake them. But he's made the same promise to us. He's told us, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But man, when it gets dark, you have to remember the promise. You have to remember the promise. God's promise. I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. You're going through, you may be going through a terrible time. You may be burying a loved one that you never expected to bury. You may be dealing with that. But you mark this down. Mark this down. Lord never will leave you there. You're not alone. You're not alone. Let me show you another promise. Go to Psalm 18. The 18th Psalm. What a marvelous promise we have in the Word of God. I told you, you prepare, okay? You prepare. You read your Bible. Why, man, you get a hold of the promises of God. Notice what Psalm 18, verse 28 says. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Hey, what a promise. What a promise. The Lord will enlighten your darkness. I'm remembered of that song that says, oh, the sun's coming up in the morning. Yeah, it's coming up. Dark days, yeah. You may meet darkness in the day, but the sun's coming up in the morning. It's going to make it. Let me just go back and remind you. Remember old Joseph? Guy that his brother said, let's kill him. Oh, no, let's make a profit. Let's sell him. He goes as a slave to a land where he knows not the people. And he makes the best of it, and he gets lied about and thrown in jail. Makes the best of that. Oh, dark. Yeah, it was dark. But wait a minute, sun came up. Sun came up. Joseph pressed on through the darkness, and God made him great in the land. God gave him a great position, made him great in the land. Why? He pressed on through the darkness. He didn't panic. He didn't fall apart. Daniel pressed on through the darkness. He was innocent of any wrongdoing. The only thing he did wrong was prayed when they had said don't. And he said, I always do, and I'm going to keep doing it. So he prayed, the darkness came, they threw him in there with the lions. But he pressed on. We still rejoice over that story. Now, you may not get excited. You may think, ask for kids. That's for kids. Well, just call me a kid. I still like the story. I still like that old story. Love to think of Daniel that night. I don't think Daniel was backed up in the corner waiting. Now, I think he laid down, had a good sleep, maybe used one as a pillow. I don't know. I think he slept good. He slept a lot better than Nebuchadnezzar did. Slept a lot better than the king. Whole lot better than he did. Hey, and you know what? God used him to write a book. And we can take that book and see what's coming. Because what God gave him. Why? He pressed on through the darkness. He pressed on. I think of David. David pressed on in the darkness. Through that darkness. And today we can sit down and read one after another of the Psalms that he wrote. When life is trying for us, we can open that book up and we can read that psalm that he wrote, and we can find comfort. We can find peace. We can find hope. Why? Because David pressed on through the darkness. Pressed on through the darkness. Christian, this won't tell you, all right? You can be here this morning. You can be destroyed by the darkness that may come your way. But it doesn't have to happen. Does not have to happen. You can trust him as your Savior, and you don't have to go through the dark alone. Don't have to go through it alone. Don't care what it is, how it comes. You won't have to go through it alone if you know him. Not only that, Christian, you can deepen your trust in him. You can build yourself up in the faith to get through anything that might come your way. Anything that might come. Why? You're going to meet some darkness. Darkness is going to come. You can count on it. I'm not the guy that's going to stand here and lie to you and say, boy, if you'll do right, live right, you'll, you know, be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And you know, it'll just, God will have to kill you in an accident because your health will be such you could never die from disease. No, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that. Those guys preach a different doctrine than I do. I'm telling you what the Bible says. Trouble will come. Dark days will be many. But you can get through it. You can get through it. If you'll press on, you'll press on. You'll come out better on the other side of that dark night. Hey, God may not make you second in the land the way he did Joseph, but he'll still do something with you. Do something for you. I think of those three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't write a book. They didn't write anything in this book. They did not become second in the land. They didn't write any of the scriptures. But you know what? They got to do something me and you will never do. They had fellowship with the Lord himself in the midst of the darkness, if you will, of that fiery furnace. They walked with the Lord. And I believe with all my heart, they didn't come out. Notice, they were fine. They could have come out. But they did not come out of that fire until the king went up and said, hey, come on out here. They were thinking, oh, we're having a good time in here. The one we're with in here, so much better than you out there. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. You prepare yourself for the darkness. And you press on when that darkness comes. You press on. Don't quit. God will do something. He'll take care of you. He said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll lighten your darkness. Give him a chance. Would you stand, please, with every head bowed and every eye closed? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. The Bible is a book that doesn't promise a rosy, problemless, trouble-free life. Lord, the Bible is a real book, and it talks of reality. Doesn't gloss over the fact there's going to come darkness in our life. We're going to meet darkness in some of our days. But Lord, you did tell us how to get through it. You did tell us how to prepare for it. Lord, would you help us now? Lord, there's somebody here that's never trusted Christ as their Savior. Would you help them? Lord, would you bring conviction in their life? Help them to see their need of that Savior. Help them not to deceive themselves. Not to listen to the lie of Satan, but to listen to you. And Lord, that they might have the courage in just a moment as we sing to step out, walk down to the front, and take my hand and say, preacher, I want to trust Jesus Christ. Lord, would you help them to come? But Lord, there's Christians here that are weak in faith. And Lord, if they may face very much darkness, they'd have a hard time. They might fall out. They might panic. They might give up. But Lord, would you help them to see today their faith needs to be increased? They need to work on their relationship with you. Lord, there are some here this morning that might need to come and ask for forgiveness because of their disobedience. But Lord, I pray you'd use invitation in every heart and every life And you'd do for us what only you can do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We sing this morning, page 401, Only Trust Him. Only trust Him. Hey, you're going to go through some dark days. You can count on that. It'll come. Things you'd never expected to happen may happen. But if you'll prepare yourself, you can press on through the darkness.